It's Jason and Deb on 101X.
Good morning, boys and girls. Time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines. Nope. Just go. Yeah, right. No Deb today, but have no fear, my friends. Sleep with one eye hosed ripping your pillow tight. Nicholas Hajda, assistant hosting the program today.
You don't want to attempt the
Hajda
lights.
You know what? That's pretty good.
Hajda lights.
No, Hajda night. It goes into.
What are the words to the song? No way to know.
That's definitely not it. I know it's gripping your pillow tight. I sort of said ripping your pillow tight, but that was just my Hetfield affectation that I was doing. I know you don't rip the pillow.
Okay, good.
You grip. Grip.
Sounded like a fool.
The pillow. I've always felt like I did a good James Hetfield. But now that I hear it, I don't dig it so much. It's, you know what it is? It's these stupid ass headphones. Mm-hmm. These default. Okay, you know what? Many 6 a.m. storylines to update. First of all, I ran the red left turn arrow today at 183 and MLK, like 40 cars around. It was safe. There was nobody coming. Mm-hmm. I didn't put anyone in danger, but I was like, man, I can't. It's dark out here. All I see are headlights. Which one of these guys is a cop? I gotta go. All right, I ain't got time for this. And so yeah, ran that.
Did you roll down your window beforehand and yell, "It's okay, I drive a Tesla"?
No, I would never do that. Okay.
Oh,
people have a rational distaste for we Tesla people.
They should have another light on there, like in between the green and the yellow. Uh-huh. And like you said, the turning arrow, but it should be the Tesla logo. And just when that's green, it just means all the Teslas can just skip the line.
Look, I have never tried to argue that we Tesla drivers should have some different set of rules. All right. Now, look, we are obviously better than you, but that doesn't mean I'm not saying that we should follow separate laws than you follow.
The ones that you choose to follow.
Requisite. No. Look, you're the one who's always telling me run the light. I don't want to run the light. Okay. I want to behave in a civil society where we all follow the law and do the right things. I had to get here,
I advocated,
man,
running the light at St. John's and 35 here. I have no idea what's going on with this MLK 183 light.
Right.
Now, what time do you hit, officers? Actually, that's a bad idea for me. I don't need you to be delayed. The police officer.
Yeah, exactly.
It is that St. John's light that he's always at.
And I had to run the light, not necessarily because I was going to be late, but because my right leg was asleep, and I didn't know how long I could keep activating it to drive the car because my glute is still all jacked right now. Ugh, God. It's like 2.5 weeks now. I don't know how or what I did, what injury this is. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I got something that's originating in my glute, and now the pain, it shoots up my back. It goes all the way down to my foots. I'm legitimately worried that I might have a, real significant problem here. something about blood flow. I don't know, because sometimes like my foot will just, my whole leg will go to sleep. And I'm like, hey, leg, you're driving a car right now. Don't go to sleep. Hey, man, you got to walk. You got to walk down this hallway. Don't be asleep.
Is that what they invented the autopilot for? If in case your leg falls asleep,
yeah,
just like
maybe
Siri, take the wheel.
I am seeing Mr. Ron the Buttman. Plugola alert, athletic tune-up on Burnett Road. If you need to have your athletic parts rubbed on, he's my guy. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to go there and he's going to poke on me and hopefully just fix it and not say, hey, you should see a real doctor about this because your leg might, you might lose your leg. You don't want to wind up like that lady on Sopranos. That's my go-to lost leg person. That's right. What else? Many more. The security guard who lurks in the shadows and surprises me with a loud good morning and doesn't know who I am and asked if I am with the radio station, I think has found out that I have been talking about him because now he just silently stares at me as I walk in. Even when I acknowledge him and sort of wave and say, how's it going?
Do you give him a powerful good morning?
he just sort of looks at me and goes, maybe I got a nod. I'm not sure. So is he upset with me? I don't know, man. I don't know. What did I how, interactions with human beings are difficult. And I hope I see that you're in a better mood than you were yesterday. But you should know that I saw the man who caused you to blurt out an F word on the radio at this time yesterday.
You didn't tell him that story, did you?
I did not tell him anything. Good. But you were upset because he wouldn't wear a mask in the hall. He wasn't wearing a mask in the hallways. And so I will tell you that I passed him on the way in today, masked up.
Nice.
So, yes, I know.
One of their board ops startled me with no mask, but I also had my mask down.
Oh.
So I couldn't really do anything.
All of you guys are just vigilantes.
But I was at least wearing one.
Yeah. I saw Katie was busybody. I guess it's not busybodying when it's literally trying to save the world. She wrote an email to the upstairs people saying, hey, some people aren't wearing masks. I'm tattletaling on them. All right. Good.
If you need a note written about masks, Katie's your girl.
Yeah. Thus concludes our commutes, glutes, security dudes.
Secutes?
And guys who won't wear a mask, thus causing F-words to be aired segment of the day. And now, all fun and games. No Deb today. Nick will do Deb work. Katie will be here eventually to do Nick work, Katie thing. Let's just go. Let's just go with the show and the stuff. Hey, if you encounter a bear, don't feed your friend to them to try and save your own life. This is not my opinion. This is what the National Park Service says. The National Park Service put up a Facebook post yesterday on what to do if you are to encounter a bear in the wild. If you find yourself face-to-face with a bear.
Punch it right in the nose.
I think that's a shark, right? That's you don't do that one to the punching the bear in the nose, probably.
You know, I'm going
to
argue that the nose should be a weak spot for anything. That's my weak spot. You hit me in the nose, we're done fighting.
That's it?
That's it. I have a very sensitive nose.
I would imagine that doesn't play with everybody. A lot of people, you hit them in the nose, you might escalate the situation.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps. I also probably shouldn't tell people how to defeat me in the alley behind Lucky Lounge over the airways.
That is a suspect strategy just to inform the world.
Like, A, it just hurts.
Yeah.
B, it might trigger my allergies, which you saw earlier this week. Like, that just, you know, and it's also not a good reaction in the fight because my eyes start to water.
Yeah.
Just talking about it now is kind of making them itchy.
Right.
And so, like, you get punched in the nose, and it's like, then you start crying. You're like, I don't want to fight anymore.
They see the tears, then they know they can get you, man. I say you challenge him to a bout of hardcore sex like Leo did in The Revenant.
Lost that fight, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't know how hardcore it was going to get.
Yeah.
They should have said a safe word before they went into that. All right? That was... why is that thing? Why do I associate sex with the bear mauling from The Revenant?
Because I was disappointed because when it first came out.
You thought that you alleged there was a bear rape.
Well, just the trailers led me to believe.
A bear raping Leo.
Yes.
He just gets mauled.
But yeah, like I swear in my brain there's a scene where he's trying to get out of like some sort of ledge or cliff. And the bear reaches out, grabs him by the top of the head, and pushes him back down, like brings him back in. Mm-hmm. And so when I actually saw, I didn't actually see the movie, but when the movie came out, and I was like, I read it online that there was no actual bear rape scene. I was like, well, that's not how you win an Oscar, Leo. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You still haven't seen The Revenant?
No.
What are you doing, man?
I know the story.
You know the story of so many things, okay? You know the Avenger story. You'd still go see those movies?
Yeah.
Look, it is a...
The Avengers, they slowly set up their plot lines over years with all these different movies and small movies and post-credit scenes.
Okay.
So they're painting a whole tableau that I have to see the entirety of.
It's a pretty incredible piece of filmmaking. You should see it. The scope of what they pulled off there out in the snow. I remember my friend Jeff seeing it and being very disappointed. And he's like, "Why? Who wants to just see these two dudes be cold for 2 hours?" Like, yeah, that's you got the spirit of the film.
I just imagine it's like the first half hour of Hateful Eight when they're all just trying to get to that outhouse in the snow.
I like that.
Yeah, I know.
I like that part. Some fun conversations that go on in the back of that thing. You know what? If I'm flipping through cable and it's on, I don't really stop unless it's close to the part with the bear. Or the part where he drives the horse off a cliff. That's also pretty funny. Man, why do I gotta mess up all these animals? Why do I gotta do that? It's good. That is, and Leo got his Oscar for that, right? What did that, but it didn't win Best Picture. Is that the Spotlight year? Spotlight year. Okay.
Probably.
How did I get sad? Oh, yeah. So if you come across a bear in the wild, which happened to, remind me tomorrow, we'll ask Dennis, but one of the Fox 7 anchor ladies, I think, is on vacation somewhere up in the... Everybody's just driving to Colorado now. I guess that's a suitable vacation. You don't have to get on an airplane. I feel like am I wrong in that?
You know, people are going to Colorado.
I just see a lot of people who are like...
Certain things are illegal there.
I think Dennis literally just did that as well. But I think people are like, hey, this is the perfect pandemic vacation. We can drive up to Colorado. One of their anchors just came across a bear on a trail somewhere and took out her phone and started taking a video. I'm like, what are you doing? Get out of there. I would have turned and ran, but apparently that's a bad idea. The National Park Service in a Facebook post yesterday says, don't run. Just like a dog, the bear is going to chase fast-moving objects.
Yeah.
So it sees you run. It's like, let me get out of here. Don't climb a tree.
Bears are expert climbers.
It says grizzlies and black bears can climb trees as well. So... You don't climb a tree to get away. Stay calm, slowly move away, walk sideways so that you can keep eye contact with the bear. They find all that non-threatening. So looking a bear directly in his eye is non-threatening?
Well, it's like you. They're very antisocial. You know, they don't know how to deal with people.
So
you just, you burst out of the shadows.
You stare him down.
And you go, good morning! That's what that security guard's doing. He thinks you're a bear.
He thinks I'm a bear walking
in. He thinks you're a bear. Come on, yeah. Okay. You're supposed to raise your arms up in the air so you look bigger than you are. And you go, hey, bear!
Hang on, but real question. Isn't that,
hey, bear!
Isn't that the opposite of how you were supposed to handle a dog? I remember being at a college house party one time, and they had a big-ass dog, and this dog was just looking at me, and so I was just, like, looking back at this dog, and all of a sudden, he just started growling and got mad and was barking right in my face, and I don't know if it was somebody saw me doing it, and it's like, what were you doing? I was like, I was just looking at the dog. He was looking at me. I was looking back at him, and it was like, you were riling him up. I was like, I didn't do anything. I didn't say anything. I was like, you're trying to intimidate him. I was like, I am drunk and staring into the eyes of a dog, okay? I've mostly lost the capacity for speech, and so I thought, hey, here is a being that I can communicate. You know, I'm on the same
visually.
Level with this. Anyway, is that a thing?
I don't know about dogs.
Eye contact a dog.
Don't smile at monkeys.
Yeah.
Do not smile at a monkey.
Let's see here. Most bears do not want to attack you. They this is great. They usually want to be left alone. Don't we all? That's what it says in the update from the National Park Service. Yeah. Identify yourself by making noise so the bear knows you are a human and not a prey animal. Help the bear recognize you as a human. We recommend using your voice. Showing off your opposable thumb means nothing to a bear. We got a real comedian who's penning the Facebook updates for the National Park Service. It also says that the bear may come close or stand on its hind legs to get a better look or smell.
Mm-hmm.
This bear is just curious, is not threatening. If a bear comes close to me and stands up to sniff about, I am not treating that like a curious bear, okay?
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to turn. I'm going to run. I'm going to climb the tree with my picnic basket. Uh-huh. And
So everything they just told you not to do.
All right, here.
Also, that's your problem. You should always go to the park with an extra picnic basket that you can just throw off a decoy. Don't push down your friends, but just throw out some decoy picnic baskets.
Chapter 113.
Or you find like a cave that has a small hole in it, and then you put a pot of honey in there, and the bear will jump in there, get stuck because he's too fat because all his honey eating. That's Winnie the Pooh. And then, you're safe from the bear.
Okay, I see. Chapter 113, Jason versus animals. I'm going to outrun that bear. All right.
Oh, no.
I can't outrun a bear.
Oh, no.
That bear is lumbering. Well,
first of all, you were just telling us about how your foot fell asleep at a traffic light.
Once it's activated, it's fine. Okay, I'm good at that
point. Oh, the bear will activate it?
Yeah. Nick has given me a note looking for the Cleveland Bear thing, but I can't find it.
No.
Why would it not be in the CLEs? You know what? I guess I just don't even have the clip. I would have to find the YouTube video.
Yeah, I just Googled top speed of a bear, and the first search result is a polar bear, 25 miles per hour.
You
gotta run 26 miles per hour?
As that Cleveland news anchor...
Todd Meany.
Yeah, while wearing a rabbit head said,
Thursday.
I say the same thing. I'm good. I'm faster than a bear. All right? So yeah, I'm gonna turn and run away from that bear.
Okay.
What'd you say? 26 miles an hour?
That's for a polar bear. Grizzly bear is 35 miles per hour.
Okay.
So that's 7 miles more than the fastest human.
Polar bear is first of all, we're running on ice now, so this is a totally different situation. I ain't never gonna encounter a polar bear because I ain't going to. I don't wanna mess around with no Antarcticus.
I mean, with global warming, those polar bears are coming to you, my friend.
What did you say? A grizzly bear runs 35 miles an hour? That's top speed. I can go 35 miles an hour.
No, you cannot.
For a second.
No, for a little bit. No.
All right, 35 miles an hour.
You might evacuate your bowels at 35 miles per hour.
You know, I don't actually, while I am down
Usain Bolt
113 pounds or whatever, and everybody's always like, how do you feel? I'm like, I feel the same. Okay. I felt exactly this way at 354. Mm-hmm. But as a matter of fact, my leg worked. Both of my legs were fine at 354. Lose 113 pounds. You got one leg that's falling asleep all the time. I don't know what the deal. It seems like it should go the other way. Seems like my blood flow should be more freely operating. Mm-hmm. But apparently some of those 113 pounds, I don't know, they were holding open an artery. All right. It was pushing something open so that the blood could get down to my foot. I don't know how I'm not a doctor, but I'll tell you that 354 my leg worked better. But I'm surely I have more athletic capacity. I do F better. Mm-hmm. But I was just thinking the other day, I have not tested my top speed. I have not because I'm a brisk walker, okay? I'm a casual basketball workout person.
Yeah.
I have not played any. I guess the day that we played the game of 3-on-3 half court, that was 2-on-2 half court. That was also like 50 pounds ago, maybe more than that. I have not. There's been no softball, so I haven't hit a dribbler to third base that I have to run hard to first to try and beat out. I have no idea if my speed has picked up. All right. But I'll tell you, 354, Jason was pretty confident he outrun that bear anyway. So there. I'm only getting more faster than a bear now.
Usain Bolt, when he was running his world record 100-meter yard dash, was clocked at a top speed of 27.8 miles per hour.
Right.
So you are 7 miles per hour faster than the fastest man in the world.
Not for 100.
For a second.
Not for 100 meters.
For a second.
Yes, but yes. I just got to be faster for like this, just that long.
Okay, but the bear...
No, but then I'm already gone. I'm gone, and the bear's like, where'd he go? And then the encounter's over.
Is there just a pair of flaming footprints and somehow a vanity plate spinning?
That's right. There's a little puff of dust.
Yeah.
And then
that bear, a minute later, that bear has to like push its little bear system out of the way.
I see.
Because you're coming back.
To the future.
That's when he came up with the idea for the flux capacitor.
We were doing like a road runner. Okay. Yeah, I see. I get it. Yeah. That's what we have.
No, that's when you paint a tunnel onto the side of the mountain and you escape the bear using that. Come on.
Yeah, the whole point of this story, I teased at the beginning, Nick said the thing, is that in the National Park Service Facebook update, it literally says, quote, please don't push your slower friend down in an attempt to save yourself, end quote. So if you and your hiking buddy encounter a bear, they're warning you. If they seem more like bear bait, don't throw them to the ground so that you can escape.
Oh, I would trip you, like, so far, so hard.
Sorry, buddy. You're the slower friend.
Okay.
You're the slower friend now, all right?
Jason, Deb, the Morning X.
What X? Jason, Deb, the Morning X. Another Jason and Deb t-shirt prize pack could be yours in just minutes.
Morning X Sports.
No Deb today. Nick doing Deb things. Maybe. He's not here. Just your boy sitting sadly, lonely in the studio. Katie joins us in just a moment. TBT, WJ, and D. Katie super fans out there, stay tuned because I believe, is it a Katie TBT today?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi, Nick. There he is. Sports
hi.
Sports brought to you by Pants. And just like that, the San Antonio Spurs playoff dreams were dead.
This is crap.
I guess I shouldn't say they're dead.
You ever hear of manslaughter?
Things are all right-ish, but yeah, after starting 2-0 in the bubble, the Spurs have now lost two straight games that they had a lead in the fourth quarter. Yesterday, this was yesterday afternoon. I was literally on the afternoon sports show watching it at the same time. Not a good multitasker, this guy. That's one plate too many. But
I heard a little bit you guys were complaining about how you didn't have like the league pass. You could only watch certain games
Yeah. Was it the first day of the season? I don't know. At some point, because a lot of these games are on NBA TV, and we do not have an NBA TV in the KLBJ AM studio.
I can't believe that.
I was able to find Fox Sports Southwest to watch this game yesterday afternoon. Part of the problem, though, is changing the channel on that TV in there. First of all, the Fox News logo is burnt into the corner of the TV. So whatever channel you go to, there's just the hint of Fox News hovering above you.
Well, it's also weird because just Sean Hannity will always show up. You flip over to SpongeBob, he just is all of a sudden he's under the sea and he's animated. Like he just is always on the screen wherever you go.
I don't know if this is an old television, old box problem, but I will go and I'll push. I figured it out now that ESPN is a certain number of up pushes from the Fox News that I don't know if it's Don Pryor who is putting it on there every day, but it's always on Fox News when I come in. But I'll push it and it just won't go. It'll like the channels will change, the little thing at the bottom, it's moving, but the Fox News just stays on in the background. It's like, no, you don't want to leave us. We know your habits in this TV. You're going to stay here forever. And so, yeah, I have to go to the guide, go to ESPN, push select. Because if I just try to change the channel, the TV is like, no, I don't care.
Did you try pushing select after you change it the first time like that? Because like maybe that's what it's doing.
I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty good at navigating a television. That one is confusing. And it's difficult.
I'm also picturing the remote has like one of those things for like old people where it blocks off all the buttons you don't need. And it's just like, you hit this one and on the back, it's like written, hit input video two.
It's fine. But yeah, I was able to watch this game as I was executing the sports program yesterday afternoon. And so I was sadly watching Michael Population Control Porter Jr. rack up points again. 30 points, 15 rebounds for the Denver Nuggets second-year player. If Michael Porter Jr. turns into being a superstar, Denver Nuggets are going to be a force to be reckoned with because Nikola Jokic is a perennial MVP candidate. And when they got Michael Porter Jr. sort of late in the draft, late-ish for a guy with his ability because he had a jacked back.
He missed out on college, right?
Totally healthy. And if he's going to be a superstar, then Denver Nuggets are going to be good.
I have to point out Michael Porter Jr. is the one that producer Katie says looks like Taylor Lautner from the Twilight movies. I think that's a bad thing for her.
That's a bad thing?
I think so. I think she does not approve of that. But
it may have just been his
COVID comments that was caught her ire.
Golly. Remember
she wrote a harshly worded email to the Denver Nuggets.
Oh really?
Yeah.
remember back in the day when too much Twilight conversation was the worst thing that happened in my life. those were the good old days. Let's get back into that. Your San Antonio Spurs, though, now 2-2 in the bubble. They have to be in ninth place in the West and within four games of whoever is the eighth seed if they want to get into this playoff play-in scenario. Which they are, the within two games thing is not a problem. The Grizzlies have now, I believe, lost all four. Is it five? How many games have they played? The Grizzlies have not won in the bubble. They are the eight seed.
They have lost their last five games,
but
they're also losing players.
I think one of those is back in March, and yeah, the Grizzlies are basically out of it. But now all of the smart talking head people are saying that it's probably going to be Pelicans Blazers in the play-in situation. So the Grizzlies would be out and the Spurs also out. I mean, they have four more games, win all four of them, and I'd say you probably are going to be, but I don't know. I don't know. You know our man, Greg Popovich.
I love basketball. I don't know what I'd do without basketball.
He said from the beginning that this was just about player development, that they're making the playoffs, whatever. They just wanted to go here, play eight games, they got a young core. And, in fact, this young lineup they're playing without LaMarcus Aldridge going super small has played really well. But my man wants to win. I'm pretty sure he wants to win. I got to say, Greg Popovich is he's the most relaxed NBA coach I have ever seen, is in the NBA bubble now. I don't know how or why this decision was reached, but the coaches don't have to wear suits anymore.
He's been an advocate of like, let me just wear some sweats for a while. Though, right?
Well, he's like, I'm just gonna go out there. I'm gonna go to sport coat, button down, no tie. That's a frequent Popovich look.
I want him to go full on Jason Dick, just backwards hat.
Well,
a shirt that is three sizes too large for him now.
Most of the NBA coaches are out there now, just with a polo tucked into some khakis. This is two games in a row that I've watched the Spurs, and Greg Popovich is wearing an oversized untucked shirt. Okay. In fact, I think he's the only time, it's only happened twice ever, and it was in the last 4 days that I've seen a coach a team with an untucked shirt, and they're both Greg Popovich. He's also got a bit of a quarantine sort of rat tail going on. Like, his hair is pretty long in the back.
Like, is it a full? Okay, if it's a rat tail, excellent.
It's not a rat tail, but he's got some locks that are flopping back here in the back. He's got a shirt that's one size too big that he doesn't tuck in. If the Spurs lose three more that last game, Pop's just gonna be walking up and down the sideline with a glass of Pinot. Okay, he's just gonna have a glass of wine.
I would just wear my Disney robe for the hotel.
Yeah.
Like,
he's gonna have some slippers on.
Yeah,
he's getting comfortable over there. So good on you, Pop. Win the rest of these four games for me. Can we do that? Hey, let's give away a Jason and Deb T-shirt prize pack. 512-835-1 is the number. 512-835-1015. Are You Smarter Than Jason is coming up next. Beat me. You get not only a limited edition Jason and Deb t-shirt, but other goodies as well. I believe I've won three in a row. Good luck on the phone. 101X, Jason and Deb, the Morning X. We have another Jason and Deb t-shirt prize pack to give away. Go!
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man!
Man, I just never start this before 7 now, huh? That's good. That's fine. Good morning, Katie. What's up?
Good morning,
team. Our contestant is, hi, Tyler.
Hi.
Tyler, I'm going to the hallway. Good luck to you, my man.
All right.
Tyler, we've got three trivia topics for you today. You'll pick one, answer three questions, and if you get more right than Jason, you will win the fabulous prize pack. We've got 19th century history, famous conquerors, and Iron Man trivia.
We'll do the Iron Man trivia.
I figured. All right. Number one. Traditionally, Iron Man's armor is painted what two colors?
I'm going to say white and red.
Red and gold. That's what we're looking for. Red and gold. But close. And number two. Tony Stark, who is Iron Man, is famously addicted to what? What addiction does he suffer from?
I don't know on this one.
You want to just guess? Just guess some? You a little guessy, Tyler?
I'll say alcohol.
Alcohol's correct. likes the blues. I also might have accepted himself is what he's addicted to, but that's going off script. Number three. Which of Tony's fellow Avengers does he refer to as underoos because of their shoddy homemade costume?
Spider-Man
is correct. Excellent job, Tyler. Hold on one second. We'll get Jason back in here. And spoiler alert, you're going to win the prize pack. Because, Jason, our man Tyler picked Iron Man trivia, and he went 2 for 3.
I know Iron Man things.
I know you know Iron Man things. Exactly what Iron Man things you know and avoid those questions? Let's find out.
Golly. Is it because I've won 3 in a row? You found me on a streak here, and that's...
You know, since we started doing this 2 days, I always have like 2 trivias prepared.
Twice a day? Yeah.
Yeah. And so I can pick which one. And yes, I definitely went with, here, spoiler alert. What Shakespeare play is that quote from is coming up this afternoon.
So
later this morning.
This afternoon.
Whatever. Words, times, who knows.
So the 2 new topics today was a Shakespeare thing and an Iron Man thing that you wrote yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was on a 3-game win streak and you were like, let me try and stumble Jason.
No, because we have like 2 historical type things in there.
So I'm great on historical type things.
Shakespeare, most famous playwright in the world. Everybody should know Shakespeare stuff.
It's fine.
I did select the Iron Man specifically today because I knew the listener would take it and take because you were bragging about 3.
Right.
Anyway.
You have admitted your disrespect for the integrity of the game.
Is that not on record? I have famously said this game is a game of chess between you and me. You play checkers with the listeners. I'm playing chess with you.
Okay, good. Right? Good for you, buddy.
Bragging about all your stuff. I'll let you off the hook.
What did I brag about?
Because you were losing. I felt bad for you. You were doubting yourself. Okay. So I gave you some softballs and... Immediately, your hubris was
just
high.
Just give me the goddamn Iron Man trivia.
Traditionally, Iron Man's armor is painted what 2 colors?
Painted?
Is what 2 colors?
Iron Man, traditionally, is... go Raiders. Silver and black.
No.
What the heck? This was the easiest one!
When?
I knew it.
Chrome? What is it?
It's red and gold. Right. Have you never seen I almost said Spider-Man movie. Iron Man movie.
I saw Iron Man 2. I saw Robert Downey Jr. was all buzzing around in the suit, and he was silver and black.
Okay, so Iron Man 2 has War Machine, and he is more of a gray palette. He doesn't go with that fancy color job that Tony does. Sometimes he goes red, white, and blue, so they may have been Iron... War Machine.
Iron Man is not silver in the movies.
Okay, he was originally gray, especially in the comic books, but then he goes red and gold.
Robert Downey Jr.'s Iron Man suit is what color?
Red and gold.
Am I colorblind?
I don't know.
Not silver?
Let's do a test.
Who's silver?
War Machine. Who looks just like Iron Man. No. First of all, MMA. Second of all, huge rapist. Do not say his name.
I don't know his name, so I can't say it.
All right. Number 2.
You know what? He might have been right, Tyler. You might win.
What color is the suit?
That is red and gold.
Okay. Great.
But that's not Robert Downey Jr.
Sure it is.
That's
Iron Man. What about this guy? There he is. No mask. I mean, his Iron Man mask. If this was in the pandemic,
the
he'd be wearing
away
his.
From Jason.
Wearing his mask.
Did I really just misidentify the color of the? I thought he was all chromed out.
Here we go. What color?
Okay, that also not Robert Downey Jr.
It is. It literally says the Avengers.
You don't know if that's him in there. All right, that's
So do you need it all with no?
We gotta stop fucking around here, okay?
Is it only Iron Man if Robert Downey Jr. is in the armor?
That's my Iron Man. Okay. Yeah.
All right. About how comic books works. Number 2, Tony Stark is famously addicted to what? What addiction does he suffer from?
All right, Tyler, you did it. Well played, man. Ended my 3-game win streak. I'm going Gwyneth Paltrow. Final answer.
No! Come on, alcohol.
I know Robert Downey Jr.'s had his struggles through the years.
I think he's had some other stuff as well, but yeah, Tony Stark.
I really thought it was sports cars, because doesn't he have a lot of cars in that garage in the movie?
He does.
It might just be a rich person rich thing. Person. Yeah,
done. Not
yeah.
an addiction.
So he did. Wait, does he like have? Does he ever wake up outside of the Tony Stark mansion with half of his Iron Man suit laying on the front lawn?
Okay,
he did make it into the house the night before.
I would swear this was Iron Man.
It's a vomit stain down the front of the Iron Man suit.
Yeah. Because- oh yeah. Yeah. Maybe it's Iron Man 3, but there's a scene where he gets drunk at his house. He's throwing a party, and he's just is like sitting there with his Iron Man costume on, and then is just firing off blasts, destroys half his house in this party because he's drunk.
Hmm.
Maybe that's 3.
All right. I've done that before.
Number 3. Which of Tony's fellow Avengers does he refer to as Underoos because of their shoddy homemade costume?
Underoos.
Underoos.
Shoddy homemade costume. And it's got to be an Avenger who I don't know who the Avengers are, really. I know this one's an Avenger. Give me Thor.
No.
Give me Ratchet.
No.
Wasn't it?
He's a Guardian of the Galaxy. Come
he's
on.
He's not an Avenger?
Yeah, they kind of.
Yeah, semi-Avengers.
He's
yeah.
semi-Avengers, but he's more closely associated with Guardian of the Galaxy.
Arrow.
No, Hawkeye.
The Thing.
The Thing that's Fantastic Four. He does only wear underwear, though, so that would have been a good guess. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is the answer?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is from the new Marvel.
What did you say Hawkeye for? What is that?
Because you said Arrow, which is a weapon that Hawkeye.
There's a superhero named the Arrow.
Yes, on the CW.
That's DC. That's who I was talking about.
Yeah, right. Sure.
So the Thing is in the Fantastic Four, not the Avengers?
He's probably done some, like everybody's
the,
been, if you're,
that's
if you're
the
in
poor
Marvel
man's
long enough, you've been an Avenger.
Incredible Hulk, he's an Avenger.
Maybe it's Great Lakes Avengers, maybe it's the Avengers West Coast.
I don't know that one.
Yeah.
Is the Incredible Hulk, he's an Avenger?
Yes.
Is the Thing like the poor man's Incredible Hulk?
I'm trying to remember who came first, but yeah.
What's the point spread in a Avengers v. Fantastic Four Battle Royale? How many Fantastic Fours do you need to give them to level the playing field?
Oh, I was like, there's only four of them and like 20 plus.
Are there 20 Avengers?
I mean, there's hundreds of Avengers, probably.
Have you seen?
Now, it depends on who's the last.
How many
Avengers? Avengers are we doing?
No. I've seen zero Avengers.
Where at the end they like, spoiler, they open those portals and they're swinging the shiny things and then they all step out and they're like, what's up, Thanos? No. They're like, boom.
Okay. Nick.
Katie's movie reviews.
Fantastic Four is who? The Thing.
The Thing?
Is The Thing the commish?
Yes,
okay.
Michael Chiklis.
Yeah.
Jessica Alba is the Invisible Woman. She can turn invisible and also produce
Force
fields.
The Thing, Invisible Woman.
Then there's Johnny Blaze, the Human Torch. Not Ben Affleck, Chris Evans.
Yeah. Katie, sit the next few plays out.
He's the guy that can turn on fire and fly.
Uh-huh.
And then there's Mr. Fantastic, who is a guy that nobody knew who that guy was who played him in the movie.
I was just kidding, Katie. You don't have to leave.
I thought, for some reason, I was thinking Mr. Fantastic was Ben Affleck, but I'm wrong.
He was Daredevil and then Batman.
Give me so I got the Fantastic Four over here.
Mm-hmm.
Thing, Mr. Fantastic, Jessica Alba from Swordfish, and
Swordfish?
Yeah,
no.
Somebody else.
Sin City. Machete.
Is she not in Swordfish?
That's Halle Berry.
Ooh, this is, don't air this part. Okay, now draft the top. Pick your first four Avengers.
It's going to be Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, Hulk.
Captain America, Thor.
Yeah, those are the. I could go with some Vision Hulk. For his pure.
You don't want the Scarlett Johansson one because the other team's got a girl.
Oh, so this is softball rules now?
I feel like if we're playing co-ed, we should play on a level playing field. Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, she has no powers.
So those...
She's just a spy, so that's a very
your
bad.
Top four Avengers v. Fantastic Four. The Avengers' huge favorite, right?
How is Deb not running to the studio right now from wherever she is to put a stop to this?
Huge, huge favorite.
So, the Avengers and just pure superpowers, they have a freaking God of Thunder and a Hulk. They should be a huge favorite. However, the Fantastic Four is the ultimate team. They have good team fundamentals.
So they have a chance, you're telling me.
Because also, Mr. Fantastic is the smartest person in the world, so he would be able to construct some sort of device that limited all of their powers. He would have a gamma radiation power lightning rod that would cancel out the Hulk and Thor.
Is this...
It's just America's ass.
Is this not exactly like the 2014 NBA Finals where you have LeBron James and Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade on one side. Those are the Avengers, but the San Antonio Spurs are the ultimate team.
Yes, Kyrie Irving is the Invisible Woman.
Kyrie Irving is not involved.
I was not listening to your thing. I was working on my joke of who Kyrie Irving would
come
be.
Come on,
that's
man.
A different championship. I
I'm
apologize.
Doing a home. What if the okay, so those top four Avengers.
Pop is the Watcher.
Versus the Fantastic Four, but we give the Fantastic Four Arrow from the CW.
Okay.
Essential. It's Jason and Deb on 101X.